Anchor, this is Anna Garrett.
Like, oh, I made it now, blah, 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 you know.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hopefully funny enough to hear another episode.
I don't actually know what I'm saying.
Marketing, entertainment, tech, you know, all the fun stuff.
Hello, you. This is Anna Garrett, your host, and welcome to my podcast. Like always, it's been a while, everyone, but I actually been working on this project, this podcast episode, for a few weeks now. So the first ideas were written about a month ago, but today I finally decided to give it a go. But first, I want to start up with what I've been up to lately, and I think that kind of gives a setting to this whole episode. So, as you know, I left Microsoft and I've been mostly at home, right? So I don't have a job currently. And what I've been up to is I've been meeting with people, and that is either old friends, which sometimes it's very hard to meet, or new people, people that approach me online, or people that I decide to contact because I want to know more about them or might want to collaborate with them in the future. So if you wanna talk to me, get to know me, or propose some kind of project with me, go ahead and message me wherever you want. But yeah, meeting new people, working on my projects, and that is the podcast or other stuff that I've been working on. I kind of teased a little bit that I might be doing some stuff over on Twitch in the future, and also I've spoken a little bit about newsletter, so you should see some of that coming in very, very soon. And also I just said this yesterday, so yesterday, if you're listening to this today, which is the day that it's coming out, so I recorded this today and it's coming out today, you might still have available some Instagram stories back on my profile, in which I said I applied for, not applied, you don't apply because you just buy the course and you do it. I'm doing a course on product management. So if you want to know more about that, I would recommend going over to my Instagram at AnnaRLGuerra and finding more about that. And also just having time to do my own food. That to me, it might sound very trivial, but to me that's something super important. I'm making my own food. I know what goes into my food. I'm honing my cooking skills. I'm getting the ingredients that I like, doing the dishes that I like. And then just having time to just go outside, look at other people's windows, be really weird, read books, watch TV, play video games. So all of that I've been having time to, and it's also honestly being very, very nice. So I'm, as you can probably tell in the people that I've met with recently, I'm not depressed at all, and I'm feeling super happy and super fulfilled, at least with what I'm doing right now. So this would be the dream, actually. But yeah, still looking for a job, still looking for my next adventure, and I can't tell anything more about that as of now, but maybe soon we'll have some news. You'll be the first to know, as always. Or one of the first. But yeah, today I wanted to talk to you guys about happiness. And as I said, this topic came to me about a month ago. So it was a weekend. It was Sunday, I believe. So I had this whole weekend basically by myself, which in theory sounds pretty awesome, right? So I remember the reason why I was by myself the whole weekend is I had a pretty busy week and ended up not planning anything for the weekend with any of my friends, which is very rare, let me tell you that. I didn't plan anything, and I remember most of my friends were somehow busy or not in Lisbon at the time, and also my parents had something to do over on that weekend, so they didn't come visit me either. So I decided, well, cool, I'm just gonna focus on my own stuff, on my projects and whatever. But I also want to take some time to do nothing and to really enjoy this weekend because I had a hard week, right? So I remember Saturday was pretty cool. I probably only left the house to go grocery shopping, And it was a really productive day. But then on Sunday, suddenly I was feeling very unmotivated, sad, and lost even. And that's not good, right? That's not happiness. So I was started feeling like that over in the morning, and I decided in the afternoon, well, I'm just gonna get dressed and go out. It was a sunny day, so I decided, let's just take a stroll in Belém, which is a place like close to Lisbon center. You can just go by train. And as I was walking, it was getting a little bit of sun. I was just walking, looking at the people, looking at the river, just enjoying nature really and the sounds. And I decided to sit down and write a bit because I was starting to feel a little bit inspired. And I started thinking to myself, like, what triggers my happiness? Like, why am I feeling so much better right now than what I was feeling before? Because I didn't speak to anyone. I didn't do anything really. I just literally left my house and took a stroll by myself to like clear my ideas. So I started writing down to me what I think triggers my happiness. So I think happiness isn't really like, I don't think there is a way to happiness, and it's not really like I'm super happy or not. I think it's just generally you feel happy and you can't really quantify how happy you are. I think if people say, oh, I'm so much happier than yesterday, yesterday was happy and today I'm so much happier, like, I think you're either happy or you're not, but I don't know, that can be discussed. But I started writing down the things that were triggering, that I think trigger my happiness, and that was creating things, learning things, meeting new people, and getting some sun or going outside and seeing other people, seeing stuff happening. And these were just some of the things that I wrote. Obviously, there are other things that make me happy, but these were like the top things that came into my mind. And for you, that can be, you know, just exercising, visiting new restaurants, traveling or dancing. Like, most of the things that I just said are also things that make me happy, but those, I wouldn't consider them the most important. So I think the bottom line is you need to be self-aware. If you don't know what self-awareness means, let me tell you. So it's a conscious knowledge of one's own character and feelings. So it's basically just knowing yourself. And going back, so I was feeling unmotivated, sad, lost. The reason why I was able to counterattack that was because I was able to recognize that I was feeling that way and there was no apparent reason for me to be feeling that way. So I was able to recognize it and I immediately decided to do something about it. So I was self-aware in that moment. And I think the problem with most people is they're not self-aware and they don't know how to become self-aware. So I think, in my opinion, you know, the road to self-awareness starts with being alone. So being by yourself. And quote me on this one. This is something that I wrote at the time. So I wrote, "You're the most you can ever be when you're alone with nothing but your own thoughts." And this might sound similar to some of the things that, you know, even Fernando Pessoa, which is a Portuguese, very famous Portuguese poet, wrote some time ago. And as humans, we're constantly looking for escapes. We're going out, we're watching TV, and I think it's okay to do that, but if you're doing that as an escape to not think about your problems, not think about what you want to do next, not think about where you are right now, that's where there's a problem, right? So I think that's why it's so important to be by yourself, because when you're completely alone, there are almost no exterior stimulus besides the one you decide to engage in, right? I keep on saying right. Maybe this is not right for most people. There might be some people who completely disagree with what I'm saying. This is my vision as someone who is an introvert and that is super comfortable with living in her house by herself and not being in contact with people all the time, and that actually feels drained from being with people too much time. So I recharge by being alone. If you're alone and you're alone with your own thoughts and you have no external things that are happening, like what you decide to do is entirely up to you. And that doesn't happen often, you know? For example, every time that I go live by my parents' house, I feel like I cannot be that way, because there's my mom who decides to say, "Oh no, well, let's just go to the supermarket, or we need to buy this, or we need to visit your grandparents' house." And then my mom starts speaking to the cats. So there's all these external stimulus that are influencing what I do and what I think. But when I'm here by myself, as I am now, literally what I decide to do for the next half an hour is completely up to me, unless, you know, someone calls, or unless there's a fire. But the phone call part, you can definitely turn that off. And I that's why I don't use any notifications. For example, I only have notifications for messaging, and even that, most of the times my phone is on silent, so I only check those when I do pick up my phone. So this is my call to action for you, is start spending more time alone. Don't try to make yourself overly busy, because then you're just on autopilot. It's very easy nowadays to be on autopilot. So start making some time for yourself to think about where you want to go, what you want to do, and what actually makes you happy. Because sometimes you can be really good at something, or enjoy some kind of thing, but that's not really what makes you happy, or that's not really what you want to do. So make sure you're having time for yourself and your own thoughts. And I think that's truly when you understand what makes you happy. And that's the end of today's episode. I hope that you liked it. It was, you know, just very motivational lifestyle talk, but that's kind of what I like to do as well. And considering what is happening on my life right now, that this was a very important note for me, and I guess for other people who might be in a similar situation, or might not even realize that they're in a similar situation because they just don't think. So start thinking more. Follow me on the other social media to know what I'm up to when I'm not recording podcasts. So that would be on Instagram and Twitter, and that's at @NRLGuerra. So that is it, and I'll see you on the next episode. Also, I just remembered something. I never say this, but if you're listening in a platform where you can rate this podcast, if you do enjoy it, please rate 4, 5 stars, whatever it is that you want to rate, but just rate it. Please give her a good rating, because that helps other people find my podcast. And also, as always, be free to share or to comment on some of these thoughts, if you agree or not, or if you haven't even thought about this and this was some kind of aha moment for you. I don't know. Bye.